Until 400 years ago, people believed that the Earth was at the center of the universe. Galileo, with his telescope, confirmed what Copernicus had learned, that Earth revolves around the sun. Copernicus did not publish his work or disseminate it beyond a small circle of family and colleagues until just before his death. Galileo was more open about his work, and in 1633, he was tried for heresy, threatened with torture, and condemned, his sentence commuted to house arrest for the remainder of his life. By the time Darwin arrived on the scene, most educated people accepted that our planet and even our sun were not at the center of the universe. But it was hard to shake the equally anthropocentric, non-scientific belief that our species stood uniquely at the apex of creation. For much more than a century, the scientific community believed that evolution was a progressive process culminating in Homo sapiens. The seventh grade science teacher in my Catholic elementary school in the early 60s, a nun, said that humans did come to be via evolution, which was consistent with Catholic teachings because the days in Genesis could have been metaphorical, representing eons. But she said Catholics believed that God stepped in at some point and gave our species uniquely a soul. In 1973, my college ethology professor was very clear that no animals had emotions or intelligence. They might respond behaviorally and/or physiologically in the exact same way a human might to a physical injury, a dangerous situation, attracting a mate, or the birth or death of an offspring. But in the animal's case, this was a simple physical or behavioral response, not pain, fear, love, joy, or sorrow. We might share a few, quote, animal instincts, but the difference between our species and all other animals was, quote, unquestionable. I could not wrap my head around that. Wasn't asking questions the very essence of science? As Carl Sagan famously said, we can judge our progress by the courage of our questions and our willingness to embrace what's true rather than what feels good. When I learned about evolution in high school and college, it was represented as a tree of life with humans at the very top. Modern scientists have a more nuanced understanding of evolutionary biology, yet even today, in 2024, it's easier emotionally for scientists to reduce birds to their reptilian ancestors than to reduce us to ours. It's in vogue right now for people to say birds are dinosaurs. Yes, theropod dinosaurs are the most recent known common ancestors of birds, but tree shrews are the most recent known common ancestors of primates, and primitive eutherians are the most recent common ancestor of placental mammals. Yet never once have I heard a scientist say we people or we primates are tree shrews or primitive eutherians. We human beings may be the only species who can count among our numbers rocket scientists and brain surgeons, but we're also the only species who needs a warning on our car's windshield sunblocking screens saying in big letters, "Don't drive with windshield covered." We take so much pride in our intelligence because other than that, there really isn't much to recommend us in the animal kingdom, especially compared to birds who can see a broader spectrum, hear a wider range of frequencies, spot predators or prey from enormous distances, sense the Earth's magnetism and recognize star patterns well enough that within a few months of hatching, they can navigate hundreds or thousands of miles to a winter destination and months later find their way back again. Oh, and birds can fly. I'm not suggesting that birds are superior to mammals, much less us humans specifically. Well, maybe, except chickadees and corvids and hummingbirds. Really, the concept of superiority is meaningless on a species level when natural selection is the driving force. Every being on the planet at this very moment is here via the exact same evolutionary forces, from coelacanths and cockroaches to pileated woodpeckers and blue jays and us. Instead of thinking of ourselves at the center of the universe, we need to see ourselves within the interconnected community of life on Earth. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.